It's Wisconsin Today. Last month, we received a message from Eric in Middleton.
The insurance we have for our condominium property here in the Madison area has increased over 400% this year over last year, and we could only find one vendor. What is the reason for this massive increase, and why are companies dropping condo insurance? What options do we have to reduce our costs?
When we looked into this, we found out that Eric is not alone. According to an analysis from the Wall Street Journal, home insurance rates in Wisconsin have increased by about 25% since January 2020, and throughout the country, they're rising even faster.
What's driving those costs for home and condo insurance? Philip Mulder is Assistant Professor of Risk and Insurance at UW-Madison. Philip, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you, Rob. Pleasure to be here.
Now, we're seeing insurance costs for houses, condos going up all over the country. Wisconsin, I understand, isn't the worst. Still significant, though. What kind of things are we seeing when it comes to those costs here in the state?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you said, this is not an isolated phenomenon. It's happening nationally. And what you'll hear in a lot of the national headlines are about states like Florida, states like Louisiana, places like California where you hear about hurricanes and wildfires. But it's absolutely true that premiums have increased a lot in Wisconsin as well. Like, I've certainly seen this on my own homeowner's insurance bill in the last 2 years here in Madison.
We don't have hurricanes, happily. We don't so much have the wildfires in Wisconsin. We do have some disasters. What kind of things happen in the state that are at least a contributing factor to those costs in the state?
Absolutely. So, you know, in terms of the disaster risk itself, what most insurers operating in the state are going to be thinking about primarily is hail risk. So, you know, comes through, that can lead to roof-related claims. And then there's just all the things that can go wrong in a home that are covered, you know, burst water pipes, liability claims, things like that. One distinction, because it might be on a lot of people's minds, right? The recent flooding in Milwaukee was, of course, very significant. Flooding is, in fact, typically covered through separate policies. These are flood insurance policies. So your homeowner's insurance does not cover flood. If you want flood coverage, you're going to need to be shopping with the National Flood Insurance Program.
Now, people might be listening thinking, hang on, we've always had hail in Wisconsin and burst pipes and things like that. Why would the cost go up because of that? Are we at more risk because of things like climate change?
So there's a lot of different factors at play here, and this is something that my co-author and myself have been looking into in recent research. And, you know, when we kind of look at where premiums are going up and by how much, in terms of some of the climate signals that we're really getting on this issue, a lot of that does have to do with wildfire and hurricane risk. However, that's not to say that insurers aren't also thinking hard about how their losses are changing in Wisconsin and a lot of the uncertainty surrounding that. So what you've seen in our state is first, you know, you saw it happen over COVID, and while cost growth has slowed, it hasn't gone back down, is the increase in the cost of repairing and rebuilding homes. And that's going to be a major factor for insurers because just like it comes as a huge surprise to homeowners when you learn how much it costs to say, fix something around the house or put in a fence, that's the same cost that's getting passed through when you have, say, a hail claim on your roof.
You've mentioned, just before we started talking, you mentioned some research out there breaking it down county by county level. We're going to share that online at WPR.org. What do we see when we take that more granular view?
Yeah, absolutely. So that data, we're very proud of it. We released it just a few weeks ago, and this is what's informing our research. And, you know, in some cases, we can even drill down to the zip code level, but we've made available for every county from 2014 to 2024, you can see average annual homeowners insurance premiums that we've measured from a data set of over 70 million associated payments for people with mortgages. But at the end of the day, everywhere has gone up dramatically in the last 10 years. It's also interesting to compare us to our neighbors over in Minnesota. For whatever reason, you go from a county just on the Wisconsin side to just on the Minnesota side, and they're paying much more. Your state can really matter here because insurance is regulated at the state level.
Right. That regulation issue, some states are saying, okay, well, we're going to cap insurance price increases. Double-edged sword, maybe you keep the prices down, but the insurance companies say, well, maybe we won't do business in your state if you're going to cap our rates. How do you weigh that argument?
It's a fundamental trade-off that policymakers are ultimately going to have to deliberate because you've seen in some of the most extreme cases of this in California, they are having a lot of problem with some of the biggest insurers were not writing coverage anymore. And that's required these states to sort of put in place their own backed insurers to cover these folks, but then that risk is still ultimately falling on the state, right? Even if we keep the premium low, we create an alternative form of insurance. At the end of the day, if a home has a loss, someone's going to have to pay for it. In Wisconsin, we're lucky to not really have that as a fundamental problem. People tend to have their choice of insurers here and tend to be able to find coverage, but I think there's more to be done in terms of figuring out what is the right balance to strike.
Speaking of choices of coverage, we had an email from a listener that probably prompted this conversation saying, hey, our condo association's insurance prices went way up, and we could only find one vendor. There was no shopping around. Are you worried that more communities will be in that situation where they might have had three or four options, they're down to one or two?
Yeah, it is hard because for an insurance market to work, it needs to be competitive. So this isn't to minimize at all, you know, the importance of having multiple players so that consumers can have choices so that you can find the best deal. Condos are a really tricky point in this market. And, you know, this is another one of those subtle distinctions is we're kind of looking at single family homes. There's this whole other market for condos. Another line of research we're looking into there, once again, you know, the focus is on Florida, where this has reached a total crisis point. And a lot of these condos can't find coverage at all. People can't get loans anymore because the buyers wouldn't be able to buy insurance or they can't get sufficient insurance. Once again, Wisconsin is not as bad as that, but we are seeing some of these effects play out because a condo is a huge liability to an insurer. And a lot of these buildings are aging. And for insurers, they have to think twice about whether or not they want to take on that risk.
Now, people who rent might be listening saying, glad I don't have to worry about this. Hang on. Somebody owns that building and somebody has to insure that building, right?
That's right. So, you know, this is ultimately a cost that's being paid at the sort of market level, right? And ultimately, what's happening in terms of landlords' decisions is they're trying to decide whether to rent the home or sell the home. And they're making a calculation about how profitable it is to rent, given the cost that they have to pay. And if those costs go up, they either need to raise rents to maintain that level of profitability, or they're going to sell the home, and then that won't be a rental on the market anymore.
Philip, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Philip Mulder is an assistant professor of risk and insurance at UW-Madison. We talked to him about the drivers behind rising home insurance rates. Now for a look at what this looks like on the ground and what options are out there for people facing the issue, we're joined by Michael Keener. He's owner of Keener Insurance Solutions, an independent insurance agency in Germantown. He served on the board of directors for the Professional Insurance Agents of Wisconsin for 6 years. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, as we just heard, the prices and the rate increases for insurance can vary from state to state, even county to county. What are you seeing in your neck of the woods in the Germantown area?
Yeah, I gotta say it's been a crazy couple of years from the insurance standpoint as an agent. The amount of remarketing that we've had to do. Let's go back a little bit. We'll go back about 3 to 5 years. And just reading an article I just pulled up on CBS News, homeowners insurance costs have shot up by 70% since 2021. So, I mean, this is just a trend that continues in the state of Wisconsin. And what's driving it? One of the number one key drivers behind that is really the increase in severe weather that we're having. We're having more hail, more severe storms. In the business, we categorize them as cat losses is what they call them. Any claim that pays out over $1 billion. And from the years of 1980 to 2021, we averaged one cat loss per year. We're up to 5 cat losses right now per year on average from 2020 to 2024. So that's really driven up the cost. Obviously, the severity of the claims is greater. And, you know, without continuing profitability or increase in premium coming in to the insurance companies, it's shrinking capacity. We've had several companies pull out of personal lines insurance over the last couple of years, just completely because their loss ratios are running so high that they needed to just get out of personal lines. They just didn't feel it, you know, they had the capability to be profitable. So we're seeing that. It's a really crazy time in the marketplace in insurance, home and condo insurance. Yeah, it's just really crazy what we're seeing right now.
So you are an independent insurer, so you can kind of compare and contrast different options, if I understand things right, for customers. Are you seeing people have that sense of sticker shock? Like, wow, this is a big increase. I don't know if I can afford homeownership even with this kind of insurance going up.
100%. Give you another example, myself. I bought a house over in the Sussex area. It was about 5 years ago, and my homeowner's rate was about $1,400 a year. I'm now up to, you know, 5 years later, I'm paying around $2,800 a year for my homeowner's insurance. And another thing on top of that is the deductibles. You know, the insurance companies are requiring much higher wind and hail deductibles. You know, certainly in Wisconsin, we have a lot of storms in the spring, a lot of wind, a lot of hail. So that's, you know, something that is really driving up that cost. So insurance companies are requiring higher deductibles. That's very common in the marketplace right now. We're seeing anywhere from a 1% of your total dwelling limit, up to $5,000. So insurance companies are getting out of the roof maintenance business. And it's just something that we're going to continue to see. Insurance companies are tightening up their underwriting as well. So, you know, they're being very cautious of what they're writing, and you just got to make sure that you're taking good care of your property and doing all the things to keep those costs down.
Now, if you want to own a home or have a mortgage, you pretty much need insurance. What's your advice for people who are, seeing these prices go up? Is there any kind of shopping around they can do?
You bring up a really, really good point. So, you know, there's a couple different ways that people buy insurance products, and one is an independent agent and another is typically through direct writers. And as an independent agent, I have contracts with roughly 20 plus personal lines, preferred insurance companies. So when somebody contacts us, we have the ability to go out into the marketplace. We use comparative rating tools that look at all the different insurance companies that we work with. And this is the best part about it, is that we do still have competition in home and condo insurance. In the health insurance marketplace, with everything that's going on there, there's just not competition right now like there should be, and that continues to drive up the cost of health insurance. So on the home and auto side, you know, we do have a lot of competition. We have a lot of great companies. There's hundreds out there, and I would recommend to people that they do take a look every few years and make sure that they are getting the best coverage and the best price.
Michael, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Michael Keener is on the board of directors for the Professional Insurance Agents of Wisconsin. He's owner of Keener Insurance Solutions in Germantown. We talked to him about rising home and condo insurance costs in Wisconsin and how to deal with it. We also heard from Philip Mulder, assistant professor of risk and insurance at UW-Madison, talking about the drivers behind those increases.